AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Memphis is preparing the city for the release of video of the arrest that led to the violent death of Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop.
We're taking into consideration the reaction of the community that could potentially take place and ensuring that our schools, you know, are out.
Five police officers were fired in Memphis. They're also charged with murder. Chief C.J. Davis told ABC's Good Morning America it's still unclear what happened.
We haven't been able to substantiate in any type of video that there was a reckless driving type of action that prompted this stop.
The officers, who were all black, each faced charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and official oppression. The Justice Department has charged three men in a plot to kill an Iranian-American author and activist who has spoken out against human rights abuses in Iran. This is FBI Director Chris Wray.
The conduct charged in today's case shows just how far Iranian actors are willing to go to silence critics of the Iranian regime, even attempting an assassination right here in the United States.
This is the second time in 2 years federal officials have disrupted a plot aimed at the unnamed victim in New York City. The government says inflation and consumer spending cooled last month. It's the latest evidence the Fed's series of interest rate hikes are slowing the economy. North Korea is condemning the decision by the U.S. to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion, saying Washington is escalating a sinister proxy war aimed at destroying Moscow. Auschwitz-Birkenau survivors and other mourners have commemorated the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German death camp in the final months of World War II. The observances today come amid the horror of war, again shattering peace in Europe. This is AP News. Hundreds of thousands of SUVs are being recalled.
Ford is recalling thousands of late model SUVs because the touch screens may not display a camera image when you're backing up. That increases the risk of a crash. This recall covers some 2020 through 2023 Ford Explorers and Lincoln Aviators and some 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Corsairs. All are equipped with 360-degree cameras. Ford says it knows of 17 crashes but calls them minor and says nobody was injured. Many of the same vehicles were recalled for the same problem in 2021. If your recalled SUV was repaired then, it'll have to be fixed again. I'm Rita Foley.
Scientists say a green comet is zooming our way. It last visited 50,000 years ago. It will come within 26 million miles of Earth Wednesday before speeding away again. This harmless comet already is visible in the northern night sky with binoculars and small telescopes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.